Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft.
The bubonic plague has been reported for the first time ever in the state of Michigan. The Detroit Free Press and CNN are both reporting that the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services announced Monday that a person in the Wolverine state has been officially diagnosed with the rare but potentially fatal flea-borne disease. That brings the 2012 tally of reported cases of the bubonic plague to 14, double the recent average but not a record. What makes this particular case so puzzling to health officials is that the majority of the cases reported between 1970 and 2012 have been concentrated in the western and southwest U.S. in New Mexico, Arizona, and Colorado. The fact that this victim is located in Marquette County, along Lake Superior, seems to have presented doctors with an infectious knuckleball. Though diagnosed in Michigan, the patient may have contracted the plague elsewhere. The state agency has noted that he or she recently returned from Colorado in an area that reported plague activity, which could more closely align with the CDC map of reported cases. What would be most troubling about the current case is if it is somehow proven that the patient contracted the plague within the state of Michigan, suggesting that the disease could be making its way across the country. This breaking news follows a recent report that U.S. military labs may have mishandled the bubonic plague. Last Thursday, a Pentagon spokesman said the U.S. Department of Defense is looking into the possibility that they mishandled bubonic plague and equine encephalitis samples at its laboratories. The department has not yet determined whether samples containing plague bacteria and specimens of the deadly virus were shipped out from its labs. The last anomalous case of the bubonic plague in Illinois was lab-associated, as opposed to human-to-human. The bubonic plague is extremely rare, and most of the fear invoked by it is due in part to its connection to the microorganism that caused the horrific Black Death in Europe in the 1300s. Officials are reassuring the public that there is no such cause for alarm.
Want to lose weight? Then turn your body into a furnace that literally melts the fat away. That's exactly what Thermometer does. Thermometer is uniquely formulated with patented ingredients like bitter orange, brown seaweed, and decaffeinated green tea. Their combined thermogenic properties boost up your metabolism and turn up the heat in your body so you melt the fat away without any jittery side effects. Thermometer is not available in stores. It's only available to listeners of this station. We're giving away 100 free bottles right now to anyone who enrolls in our special trial offer. Call now for your risk-free trial offer. 800-710-3720, 800-710-3720, 800-710-3720. One more time, 800-710-3720.
A 54-year-old Spanish man had lost his sternum and part of his rib cage due to cancer. He's become the first human to successfully receive a 3D printed chest prosthetic. The device is made from lightweight but incredibly strong titanium and designed and manufactured by Melbourne-based medical device company Anatomix. Suffering from a chest wall sarcoma, or a type of cancerous tumor that grows around the rib cage, doctors were struggling to come up with the best way to treat or replace the disease structures. According to Australia's National Science Agency, CICERO, or the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization, this part of the chest is notoriously tricky to recreate with prosthetics due to the complex geometry and design required for each patient. Enter the 3D printer. Now, this isn't your typical home 3D printer. This is like the MakerBot's older, more sophisticated cousin. Using high-resolution CT data from the patient and an in-house $1.3 million RCAM printer, the team at Anatomix was able to manufacture an exact fit in a fraction of the time it would have taken using conventional methods and techniques. Industry and Science Minister Ian McFarlane announced that 12 days after the surgery, the patient was discharged and is recovering well. What do you think? Is the future of medicine now? What would a world of home-based 3D printed body parts look like? Is this just the beginning of real life straight out of comic books, Wolverine? Take a look at the titanium 3D printed rib cage and let us know your thoughts at darkmatternews.com. I'm Leo Ashcraft, Dark Matter News.